Our second story now. Russia has criticized the United States' recent decision to blacklist a number of individuals and companies for evading sanctions against Iran. Russian Deputy Foreign Minister Sergei Ryabkov says the U.S. measure will hinder progress on ending the standoff of Iran's nuclear energy program. Ryabkov added that the unilateral U.S. sanctions are illegitimate. Last November, Iran and the five permanent members of the UN Security Council plus Germany reached a landmark agreement on Tehran's nuclear energy program. Under the deal, Iran agreed to limit its nuclear activities in return for the West, easing its anti-Tehran sanctions. In late January, the two sides implemented the deal, with the West easing some of its sanctions. More on this from Madison. I'm joined by Professor James Fetzer. Welcome to the program. So, Professor, just how much is this kind of rhetoric going to put this interim nuclear deal with Iran in danger?
Well, it's window dressing. It's intended to pacify domestic critics of Obama for pursuing a diplomatic solution of what is essentially a non-existent problem, since we know that Iran has not been pursuing nuclear weapons in any case, which our own intelligence agencies concluded in 2007 and 2011. But Obama is trying to pacify his critics, especially outspoken Zionist opponents, by assuring them that he will deal harshly with any violations of the existing sanctions. It's really political theater and does not threaten to undermine ongoing negotiations.
And of course, Washington has warned Iran of a military option if the deal doesn't work out. I mean, how much can Washington afford a war with Iran?
Oh, it would be an act of utter insanity. Just to show you how ignorant Americans are, most are unaware that the United States toppled the democratically elected government of Iran in 1953 and do not realize that the Iranian Revolution was recapturing control of its own government, which the American CIA had stolen from them. It's a tragic situation where the United States population is abysmally ignorant of history and do not understand Iran's role in the world. I am very glad to see the Russian minister speak out about this, because he's completely right in every respect. The sanctions are inappropriate. They're a form of collective punishment, which was determined to be a war crime by the Nuremberg tribunals. The sanctions should be lifted in their entirety, and I therefore congratulate the Russian minister for speaking out.